At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah!
Thank
Friday,
you.
Friday!
I'm feeling it, man. You One feeling it or what?
I'm always feeling it.
We're getting hyped.
Always hyped. Woo! I want to thank Danny Trejo for... for the introduction.
Patos Locos forever.
Forever, carnals. Thank you. CNR on FSR. Excited about this Friday. Excited about the games tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Excited about the fight tomorrow. I'm going to talk all about it on Weekend Hobnobbing. Weekend Hobnobbing. What you need to watch in the world of sports and entertainment this weekend.
Precisely, Ramos.
Don't be honking my big fight this weekend. We got DJ Ramos.
Hola.
We got Danny G. We got Dan Byer. We got Spot. And we be rocking out. Let's go.
All right. Woo. Already. All Ow. Right. We're going to get to a lot of stuff today. We'll talk some Joker. Not the Lakers, because the Lakers losing is stealing the headline of the Nuggets winning.
No, it's not.
I know.
We're
going to talk about fan bases growing with you, which is a weird thought. I have an observation from my little Vancouver trip.
Oh,
I'm back in L.A. with you guys now. Danny G was almost a hero.
Or was he?
Or a criminal.
I thought it was a fake story. Yeah, we'll get to that in a minute. Broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And Progressive Insurance, making bundling easy and affordable. Get that multi-policy discount. Combine motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All in one place, bundle and save at progressive.com.
Are you ready?
I am. I feel like I want to start with my observation, but I can't stop thinking about Danny G and how, what is L.A. known for besides the weather, besides the hot women?
The Bloods and the Crips?
No. Besides the Lakers, besides the beaches and,
great hip-hop in the 90s?
Yeah.
A lot of people say all the liberal folks out here. What is L.A. known for?
Earthquakes.
Car chases.
For sure,
and
dude.
And criminals.
No, you're right. You're right. The mean streets of L.A.
When I moved from the East Coast to L.A., same like you guys, we were all amazed at, is there a car chase every week where someone's going 100 miles an hour on the highway, running away from the police?
I mean, it's terrible. We understand that, but it is exciting. It's like you got choppers up above. You got... the live cameras, every news channel's tuned in. Everybody's watching. Everybody's gathered around the office. And then you were just waiting to see what happens.
Yeah.
So
and
it's
once
exciting.
In a while, it ends
highway
bad.
Chases. Yep. It happens all the time.
Remember that guy, he was on a motorcycle and went straight into something and flew two blocks?
I watched that live.
And then the news was like, oopsie, didn't cut out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, camera pulled terrible. Back in 2 seconds.
Yeah. Oh, the news reporter was like, oh dear. Oh.
People love to send you those clips, too, which is always odd.
Hey, look at this morbid stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've never been that guy.
But before we get into the Lakers and Nuggets and fan bases and rest in peace, Jim Brown, I'm a Syracuse guy. So obviously, Spot, you were saying off the air, does he get enough credit? The answer is probably no.
I feel like his name never comes up in a conversation.
You're
just Tom Brady, Tom Brady.
I think the reminder as well, he played in a different time in a different era. But I think the reminder of his death is to add him or re-add him, if you haven't, to the list of the GOATs. You know, he played, what, when there was 12 games a season? In the 50s, dude. So it's just not...
But it wasn't even that
on the top of our consciousness all the time. But he should be on that list.
I feel like every headline I saw, every alert that I got on my phone said, you know, considered one of the... Or considered the, if not one of the greatest football players of all time.
Dominant.
So I would say not football players, athletes. I mean,
whatever.
Yes, all-around athletes.
But
definition of dominance.
So if that is the headline that they're using... Why is it never in a conversation?
Because he was best known for his role in When Mars Attacks.
He was so great. Because he transcended football.
Yeah, no, he had a lot going on. So
yeah, he retired young and then went to Hollywood and also went on the famous marches and did a lot for justice for injustice.
And a lot of those gang wars in the 90s, speaking of. You know, I said that facetiously before. What is L.A. known for?
Yeah.
Coincidentally, Jim Brown put a lot of stop to that.
So, speaking of L.A., what is it known for? Car chases. Danny G., we thought you were joking. Danny goes, yeah, I almost got caught up in something yesterday. Can you tell everyone what you told us, Danny G.? Because I thought you were BSing us, and I'm like, he is not. I saw Danny G.'s car on the news.
Yeah. Nobody would believe me. Everybody thought I was being a smartass, and I was, am I that big of a smartass?
I back up Rich on that. I thought you were totally messing with us at first.
Yeah, so I finished post-production here. The podcast and the best of was up, so I'm kind of watching the Lakers game on my phone, and I run to my car in the parking garage, and I'm like, I'm going to get home. I'm going to sit down and see the second half. Problem, I'm on the freeway. Of course, there's bumper-to-bumper traffic throughout the valley, but I get to Woodland Hills, and it starts moving, and I'm like, yes. But then my gas alert comes on, and I'm like, oh, man. Bad timing.
Danny, that's when I play a little game I play called Gas Roulette, where I'm like, ooh, 8 miles left, you say?
Can I get home?
Oh, yo, Ramos, the other day, no joke, I think my house is 13 miles from Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah.
13 miles. And my gas thing said 13 miles.
Oh, boy.
And I said, ooh, a challenge.
Gas roulette is nerve-wracking.
No, it's not good for your car. You know that, right?
No, Spot, everyone's going to...
You're getting in all this, whatever's left on the bottom of the tank, the sediment, the dirt.
Yes. Spot, as
it's
I said it...
going into your engine. Like it's so bad.
As I said it, Ramos, I felt the tweets and DMs coming in like, you know that's bad for your car. I know, but gas roulette is one of my all-time favorite pastimes.
One of the things I did was one time I just wanted to see what it was like to run out of gas. So I drove around on a low tank until the car ran out of gas, just to see what it was like. And what happened?
You must have been really bored, Ramos.
That's called a car chase, Ramos.
What?
What happened? You did this before kids, didn't you?
Your gas pedals just... locks up. It just starts to, you push it enough and the car just rolls to a stop.
Glad Ramos you did that research for it.
Yeah, thanks, Ramos. Thanks for taking one for the
Ramos
team.
Ramos was driving on the side of OJ.
If you look up the footage, he's right there with him.
It's funny, Ramos, because I have had it go to zero, and then after zero, it goes to like dash, 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 and I'm like, all right, I got to find a gas station now. It's gas roulette. So, Danny, you did not feel like playing a round of this.
No.
You got off the exit and hit a gas station.
I exit Shoop, which doesn't mean anything except to Rich because that's his neighborhood.
And also a great song from the 90s.
Yes, spelled a little different. So I get gas and I take the frontage road to Valley Circle, which is the exit off the freeway to go to Rich's house.
Yeah.
Get up on the overpass to get onto the freeway again, and it's not moving. The light changed twice. It went red twice. And I'm like, this is so weird. So I try to look as far as I can. And I see some sirens. That's all, though. And I'm like, oh, it must be a car. I thought like a fender bender. A couple of cars crashed into each other.
Nah. You need that go-go gadget periscope.
Yes.
To see what's going on up there.
Oh, for reals. Because then what happened next scared the crap out of me. So I'm about five cars back, which is why I couldn't see what was going on up there. I'm thinking, should I do a U-turn and then just get on the other frontage road here?
I mean,
here
the
and,
Lakers run.
Yeah,
you might have to,
man. And I didn't want to sit. I didn't want to just sit there.
LeBron
so,
and AD need you, Danny.
And no cars were coming the other direction. So I'm like, did they block that off? What is going on?
I heard Austin Reeves was like, how come Danny's not watching?
So I made an executive decision, probably not a good one, but I'm like, I'm gonna do an illegal U-turn and break the double lines here. Right at the last second, I'm like, I don't know. I see those sirens, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. Right as I start turning my wheel, boom, this motorcycle comes flying in that direction. Had I a second earlier turned my wheel, I would have totally trucked this guy.
Oh, and who needs that in
But
their
that
life?
Guy was the criminal.
Yeah, which I didn't know. So I quickly turned my wheel back the other direction to try to straighten up, but my nose of my car is still sticking out in that lane now all these cruisers are coming by 15, 16, 17 CHP.
Woo.
And I'm like, what in the hell is going on? So I quickly open up my Spectrum app on my phone, and I see the car chase, and it's this motorcycle guy who was waving a gun, apparently.
Wow.
He had a gun with him on his bike.
Wow.
And
is there a John Morant joke in there?
Was he on Instagram Live, this guy, when he was waving his gun around?
So the first thought, because, you know, these aerial shots are famous in Southern California. People watch them back later on Facebook and other apps. So when I got home, my wifey, she was the only one who believed it. She was like, yeah, I bet you were doing an illegal U-turn. And I'm like, okay, we got to find it. So right away, they posted it. Right after he got caught, they posted the whole thing. I went through it. I found where he was about to go on Valley Circle. And there's my car about to hit
Danny
him.
G, yes. Like you see Danny G miss this guy.
Yeah.
And
the Fox 11 lady that was on with some retired police officer, she was like, whoa.
Close one.
Boy. They almost hit that car.
Been somewhat well. We don't know what the guy did, do we? I don't know what type of criminal he was.
I mean,
he wouldn't have wanted that on his conscience either way.
No, but they say the way the chase started, he was seen in his own neighborhood out in front of his house with a gun, and his neighbors called 911. And when they came, they thought maybe he was having some mental anguish or something like that. So he hops on his bike and takes off, and the chase began. My question was, and still is, had I turned my wheel a little sooner and really stuck the nose of my car out there, I would have definitely crunched this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Would I have gotten a medal for stopping the car chase, or would I have gotten in big trouble for the illegal U-turn?
Spot, what do you think? You're the voice of reason. Dan Byer, what do you think? Would he have been the hero charges?
I think they would have looked the other way, but I do not think your insurance would have covered it.
I think you would have gotten a ticket for something.
They still would have given me.
They
would have given me a high five and then a ticket.
They don't want people messing. So that's
I always wonder when I see these chases, the road ahead always looks clear, and I'm like, are they giving people ahead like a warning, like madman coming through? Like
they usually have a buffer set up where there's police in front, like far in front, and police far back that are setting up a perimeter.
Hey, if you want to see this, by the way, Danny G posted it, and it's wild to look at. We actually saw the behind the scenes. Danny actually filmed some of it from his car.
Really? And I did.
Yeah,
so
his reaction like, whoa.
Once I realized it was a car chase, I recorded at least the CHPs that were zooming past.
He posted it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok.
Friendster, MySpace.
You know what, Dan? It's so funny because I really did think it was just another car that looked like his, so he was joking with us, but you could see at Danny G Radio on social media.
I know what
Danny G Radio.
I know what Covino was thinking. At least if you're going to get involved in an accident, at least have like a Covino and Rich logo on top of your car.
So much cooler.
Got some attention for it.
Man, but that's the life out here, and Danny G was real close to being part of it.
And then after this excitement, you go home to watch the Lakers lose it in the fourth quarter.
Sorry, Danny.
Yeah.
That was a bummer, man. I'll tell you what. I was like doing the sneaky watch. I was doing a work event last night in Vancouver for SiriusXM, my other gig.
That's called the Aaron Judge.
Oh, the sneaky peek?
Oh, yeah, I was doing the sneaky peek where here I am at this big event.
All right.
And I'm doing the Aaron Judge sneaky peek. Everyone thinks I'm emceeing and DJing this event. Meanwhile, I got my phone underneath the little desk of that.
And you're looking to the side.
And I got the Laker game on, and I'm like, ooh, fourth quarter, the Lakers. Yeah. Oh, and there was one point where they hit back-to-back threes on a steal, and I'm like, oh, that's it. And I was like, Danny's got to be so bummed. He got home after a car chase and a police chase where he almost
Yeah, your adrenaline must have been kicking. You know what, though, man? You need some luck on your side. I heard Rob Parker was on the Breakfast Club this week. Did you see that?
I did.
And he was talking about how Tom Brady was the loat. And Charlamagne was like, what's the loat? He said, the luckiest of all time. You know, you need luck on your side. And it seems like LeBron doesn't have that luck in the first two games because he's missing some big moments that it normally would
have. Yeah, the steal with the missed layup, yeah. The dunk where he lost the handle. Like there's moments where it's like, you know, in baseball, it's usually like the ball's just bouncing the wrong way. Or in football, yeah. like loose ball just bounces right into the other team's
layup.
Hands. Like,
yeah, well, slippery fingers.
On yesterday's show, we talked about how Jason Tatum had that really bad fourth quarter in game one of their series. And it reminded me of that because he's been struggling at the end of these games in this series. Played great against the Warriors. I think that took a lot out of him even mentally. And so he's drained. And you could tell when he does not the spot up threes or a three where they swing the ball around and it's the last option. No, those walk up threes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know I hate and Laker fans hate just the walk up. And Denver wants him to take that. Walks up, chucks the three up, usually shoots it too hard and it bangs around the rim and pops out.
There's been a few pivotal moments where you know, he took the initiative to go ahead and be the leader and take the shot or go for the shot, and it just hasn't gone his way, and it's been noticeable.
And there's analogy.
It doesn't mean that he won't turn it around the next game.
Well, as LeBron said, to quote him, this ain't the NCAA.
Right.
This is not March Madness. You got to win four games.
TV and radio has been piling on him today. I will say this. His defense was great yesterday. And I felt like he was using a lot of his energy on the defensive end of the court, and then we saw how tired he was there.
Well, you know what it is, man? It just stands out more because, well, everything's crucial at this time of year, right? But it's LeBron.
Yeah.
So
I saw an article.
It does stand out.
I saw an article right after the game. People were like saying, is this it? Has LeBron finally showed his age? And I'm like, if a couple of those shots sank, now he's not showing his age. So everyone's so quick to make a judgment right away.
Yeah, but what's with the slippery fingers, man?
Yeah. You know what? It's, again, there's an analogy for every sport. Sometimes, I agree with you, buddy.
Slippy fingers.
I agree with Covino where, you know, I'm not saying it's all luck, but
you sometimes, need some of that.
Sometimes you need things to bounce your way. If you're a running back, I wonder what the percentage of lost. I'm sure there's players in the NFL where their lost fumble percentage is highly way different than someone else. Like someone may get lucky, like, oh, 80% of their fumbles are recovered by the offense, where other guys, you know, they lose the handle, defense recovers 80% of the time. Like LeBron just had some bad luck. And
just
again,
a few moments not going their way, but here we go, falling into the narrative
about baseball, making it
about LeBron when it's is it really about LeBron or is it about Jokic and the Nuggets?
You know what?
Well, and last night it was about Jamal Murray getting hot in that fourth quarter.
That was the,
he almost outscored the Lakers in the fourth.
He was in the zone.
And the hands were in his face. It was some lockdown defense on him. Didn't matter.
Yeah, you know, Dan Beyer and I agreed yesterday on this that you're down 2-0. Now you have to win 4 out of 5 against the number one seed, which is daunting. And I would say step one is, win game 3 tomorrow and then take it from there?
I thought we disagreed. The old adage is the series doesn't start until you win a game on the opponent's home floor. So all the Nuggets have done so far is held serve.
Oh, well, then you don't agree with me.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think that games 3 and 4 are very winnable for the Lakers.
Oh, yeah.
That puts all the pressure on Denver in game 5.
I think game 4 is going to be the game to watch. I'm not saying game 3 is a lock, but I'd be a little surprised if the Lakers don't come up in game three with a hell of a lot of energy and focus, and they'll have the home court advantage. Laker fans are going to be going nuts. I feel like...
You know what this does, though? It just makes me so pumped for the weekend, man. I need to hang out with Uncle Tito. I gotta go pick up Uncle Tito on the way home from
Fox
Sports.
You gonna get a handle, or are you gonna get a little boy?
Those jugs they sell at Costco or Ralph's. You know what I'm talking about, Uncle Tito's, right? With some soda.
As long as you're not using one of those a week.
I need my drink.
Slow down, pal.
I know. It gets me fired up, dude. I gotta be honest. I'm so fired up about the games and a nice drink this weekend. Can't wait for the games tonight. Can't wait to see what the Lakers do to turn it around, because we're seeing great competition. We're seeing the Lakers play great defense against one of the greats. Oh. Again, don't fall into the narrative. Some people are saying that we're not giving Jokic, not we, but the collective aren't giving Jokic enough credit.
Yeah, okay, Frenchman. We said nothing.
Murray and Jokic really played a great game, man. He's putting on a clinic, as they say. Again, Nuggets 108 to 103.
Well, it's not just the Joker in the NBA. It's not just Jokic. I know people are saying the storyline and the narrative is, oh, the Lakers lost, instead of, man, the Nuggets, this might be their year. That happens in every sport, because you're gonna focus on the superstar a little bit. And if they lose, you're right. If Tom Brady losing is a bigger deal than whoever he's playing winning sometimes.
Sometimes. I mean, right? But again, we're talking about generational players. Yeah. So, of course, if LeBron, you know, takes a shot or drops the ball or has a pass stolen, it's going to stand out.
This just dawned on me, and I have one quick question, and then we'll go to break, and we'll come back. We got a bunch to get to. We're going to talk about fan bases. We'll talk more NBA, Jim Brown, some weekend hobnobbing. But tomorrow, my daughter's having her little birthday party with her little kindergarten friends. So I'm assuming there's going to be a bunch of parents at my house and kids. Her birthday party's in the late afternoon. Nuggets Lakers, 5:30. Can I get the game on in the background?
Say you got to cancel the party.
Yeah, no, move those kids along.
Yeah.
Get them in
and
out.
Get these nose pickers out of
the house. All the kids are playing pin the tail on the donkey and you know, playing like little water guns in the side of the house, and they're doing their little kid things.
Start handing out the gift bags at like 5 o'clock.
Happy birthday. Dad, my friends have been here 15 minutes.
You got to start like sweeping them out the door.
Yeah.
Like the Sandman at Showtime at the Apollo. All right, beat it, kids.
I'm assuming, being that we're in L.A., some of the moms or dads that are going to be at my house, like, you know, cause when your kids are in kindergarten, you have to, like, go to the party with them, right? Like, the parents stick around for the most part.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine people would have no problem with the Lakers game on in the background.
Why would they?
Right?
It's your house. Your rules, buddy.
I know.
Why would it be an issue?
Put the pinata in the front yard and then just go inside and lock the door.
It's not like the kids are going to be glued to the game.
two questions for you guys. And think about it, and I want your answers when we get back.
Kids are blowing bubbles and running around. They don't care.
Could I have the Lakers game on in the background if it's my kid's birthday party? And question number two, how do I handle the booze situation at a kid's party? Do I offer? Do I have alcohol out for the parents? Do I pull aside the parents like, hey, if you want wine or a drink or a cocktail?
Well, if you want me to bring my Uncle Tito, I could bring him by.
Perfect. Your answers and feedback next right here on Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Now, Danny G, thank God you didn't get in a wreck yesterday. Otherwise, you would have to be calling Tire Rack today. TireRack.com, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start.
And did you know they test tires? They got their own test track where they push tires to the limit. Great traction, comfortable ride. They share the results so you can make an informed choice at TireRack.com/sports.
Tell them what you drive. Not sure where to begin? Try the Tire Decision Guide for a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
And they sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to you, one of over 10,000 recommended installers with free road hazard protection.
Mobile tire installation is available in many areas. They'll bring new tires to you at your home or your office and install them on site. That right there is the baller treatment. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results and special offers. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at FoxSportsRadio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hair thinning is not inevitable. Take control of your hair's future before it's too late with Nutrafol's clinically tested hair growth supplement for men.
Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com/men and enter promo code CRSHOW.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com/men, spelled Nutrafol.com/men, and enter promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com/men, promo code CRSHOW. And with Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription or doctor's visits required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in 3 to 6 months.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The inventor of the Karen haircut, Johnny Resnick and the Goo Goo Dolls.
Listen, I saw them last night, and they were fantastic in Vancouver, Canada. I'm back in L.A. now with Covino.
Rich is all chalked up to be back. I'm sure you could tell.
I'm exhausted,
actually,
but
I heard
seeing you,
he got here. He was shot out of a cannon. Woo! From Vancouver all the way here to L.A.
I took an airline that I never heard before.
Oh, Soul Plane?
Yeah, it was great. Took Soul Plane from Vancouver to LAX.
Soul Plane was pretty good.
I took Flair Airlines, and I'm like, when you board, they're like, woo! No, it's Flair. I'm like, am I going to make it? You know when you book an airline,
dude,
I'm like,
Ric Flair has his own airline?
I know.
That's crazy.
Apparently in Canada, it's everywhere, but.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When you're booking, you're like, I've never heard of this airline. Is this okay?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Oh, Flairy. Oh, we know Flair.
Rich is back. It's Covino and Rich on Fox Sports Radio, live from the TireRack.com studios. Again, the number is 877-99 on Fox, the most interactive, most inclusive show on radio.
You
happy to be here.
Said it, buddy. I actually have an observation about the Goo Goo Dolls, and it ties it to sports, and we'll get to that. But Lakers tomorrow hosting the Denver Nuggets.
I'm pumped.
I told you, my daughter who turned 6, all her little kindergarten friends are coming over for a little birthday party.
Sounds cuter if you said
kindergarten. And it's one of those things where we invited everyone and everyone's like, yeah, we'll be there. So my wife's like, there's 16 or 18 kids coming over our house. I'm like, how is that going to work? But could I have the Lakers game on in the background? That's question one.
You have so many boogers on your walls.
Yeah.
There's going to be jelly fingers.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there a point to even clean my house?
Like, kids bring their own jelly? Like, where do they get all these
kids
jelly fingers?
Sticky. I'm like,
why do they always have spaghetti sauce on their hands?
Yeah, what's
no one even gave them spaghetti.
Well, right?
If you got little kids, you always touch things like, that's sticky. What is that? What? I don't even know what that is.
And
anyway.
Hide all the markers and crayons.
Yeah. You got white
walls. My wife freaked out while I was gone. My kid took a magic marker to our dining room table, and it came off with the magic eraser. But yeah. My wife had like a momentary freak out. She's like, Rich is going to flip out. I'm like,
oh, man.
So, anyway, Lakers game on. Ramos, we agree. I could have the game on in the background.
I think
right?
so
I agree.
Because,
yes,
well, think
I think
about
you can.
It. We're in LA, right? So, if you're inviting kids over for the birthday, the parents will be there.
Yeah, it's a kindergarten party. So,
parents are going to want to watch, especially if there's any dads there. Not to be sexist, but I'm saying there's probably going to be some dads there like, why doesn't this guy have the game on?
That's true.
They'd be appreciative of
that. Yeah, they're going to want the game on.
Yeah, all right. So we solved that.
That doesn't mean that you don't have some music playing in the background, though. You can have it on without the sound.
Oh, no, yeah. I'll have it on mute, and I'll throw on like Kids Bop or something.
There you go.
All right, so here's part two of the question. And Dan Beyer, you got a little kid. Danny G, you're going to be a dad before you know it.
Yeah.
Ramos, you got kids. So a six-year-old birthday party, I'm assuming, like I said, 10, 20 parents are going to be at my house.
You got a clown coming or just you?
I'll be there.
I'm going to put out your bozo nose.
Honk.
There's not enough room for two clowns.
So, alcohol. Thoughts.
That's a good one, man.
Because
tough.
My buddy
it goes both ways.
My buddy Nicole in New York, who I work with also on Sirius XM, she was saying that she's been to birthday parties for little kids where half the parents are like, you got like a seltzer or a glass of wine or you got some like booze or something? And half the parents are like, it's a kid's party. Alcohol. Jeez. Like, so I think it could go either way. I don't know.
That's a great ratio because this happened to me once. I went to my niece's fifth birthday party. You know, I was just visiting. So I didn't really know any of the parents.
Fun time just, Uncle Christian.
Uncle Christian. So I'm like, my wife and I'm like, there was a liquor store right across the parking lot. I'm like, let's go get some seltzers. Let's liven this party up. So we went. We got like 2 12-packs of seltzers, brought them
seltzers
in.
Seltzers are pretty
and
tame.
It was like a 50% ratio. You could tell. 50% of the parents ran right up to that table and got one. The other 50% were like, you could tell they were scoffing. They were like, what?
Well, here's the tricky part, too.
Kids party.
You're assuming no one's getting sloshed, as they say, too, because you know they're driving home from the party with their kids and everything. So you're trying to present like a safe environment, right? I think that you're adults, you're welcoming adults, you're allowed to have drinks. That's how I feel about it.
You guys are in Southern California now. You're not on the East Coast anymore.
Yeah.
Do you understand what the Latino culture is here with kids' birthday parties? It is an excuse or a reason.
I'm getting a piñata too, by the way.
Okay, that's good. But
we're playing ping. My daughter found this.
But that's nothing, bro, because there was a guy, a neighbor of mine, had a full-on mechanical bull in his backyard. Yeah. I'm not even kidding you.
It lasts like 3 days, right, Danny?
Had
dude,
a birthday parties
bull for the party. I literally have gone to a couple of kids' birthday parties here, and it had nothing to do with the kids. It was all about the adults getting plastered.
Yeah.
Man, my daughter, my wife found it. We have pinned the tail on the unicorn.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, we got to get a pinata. Lakers game will be on. But if you have any thoughts, hey, hit us up at Covino on Rich.
I agree with what Spot said, though, although I think it's obviously accepted in different cultures and different areas. You will get some people that are a little reluctant to, you know, let loose like that when the kiddies are around. Plus, they don't know you that well.
Yeah.
Right? So
I think it's like when, when you size up other people where you're like, do they drink? Do they smoke weed? What do they do?
Are you trying to set your role as the cool, like you're a cool parent?
Well, I don't think when I have a party, Ramos, you've been to my house.
Your house.
Well, thank you. You're always well. I'm excited to have you over again soon. when we have a party, we put out like a table with alcohol and wine so people can help themselves. I don't think I should do that. I think I should just tell the parents like, hey, listen, there's seltzers, beer, and wine in the fridge. If you need, please help yourself. Like, I don't want
to. Needs to be undercover. Like your Patreon studio there. That should be like the drug and alcohol room.
Whoa.
Jeez, drugs?
Any parents want?
Jeez, Danny.
Well, no, because he's got the Mike Tyson bag hiding in there.
Where's Gregor's dad? Oh, he's doing a line in the. Why is he?
No.
That escalated quickly.
I didn't say anything about that kind of drug.
It's gonna be that kind of party.
Wow.
Better hide the mashed potatoes.
Hey, Danny, should I have strippers in the guest bedroom?
Man, dude.
No, that should be in the gal garage that you guys just built.
Yes.
I do think it's 50-50, Rich, especially for a kid's party. But if you're like the young, cool parent and you're not advertising to the kiddies out there that everybody's boozing, right? You keep it under wraps a little bit. The adults are allowed to have drinks. You know, you're not forcing it on anybody.
And you know what it is, too? I'll make this last point, and then we'll get to some NBA. And we'll
along
get to some
with even more reason, not only is it a birthday that you're celebrating, the game is on.
True. But when I tell you, it's unique because let's say there's 15, 20 parents there. They are all people, get this, strangers.
Yep.
My daughter is in kindergarten. This is our first party with like, hey, little Sabrina and Gregor's and Tyler and all these kids are coming over. I don't know their parents. So I'm having 20 strangers over my house. So I don't know any of these people. So that's sort of another layer to it, right?
No, for sure. And I've done it. And I've always been the guy, you know, I've been offered drinks at other little kids' parties. And I'm like, sure, yeah, I'll have one. What happens, though, you start getting lightheaded because you're yapping so much with other parents. It's got to be like a two-drink limit on the flip side of it.
I'll give out drink tickets.
Oh, yeah, you should.
No, because you don't want anyone getting stupid, and you want to say anything you regret to, like, a parent.
Man.
Yeah. So you got to be on your best behavior, too.
That one first-grade teacher is really hot, huh? What?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, hey, Dan Beyer, let's go to you for an update, buddy.
I am dreading these parties. I am truly, like,
you're a couple years away, but, Dan, imagine your son has a birthday party and 20 stranger adults that you've never met her in your living room.
Oh man, what a mixed bag of what you can do. Yes, that is why I am dreading it. Just a quick update of what's happening at the PGA Championship. Corey Connors has the lead, 6 under par. Scottie Scheffler is now pulled within one. He's at 5 under. Victor Hovland at 4 under. Projected cut still right now at +5. Phil Mickelson on the cut line and done for the day. Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas right now at +5. They're still on the course. John Rahm, world number one, even par on his round. He is at +6 with 6 holes to go, so he needs to do some work to make the cut this weekend. The big news of the day, and it's sad news, Hall of Fame running back Jim Brown passed away at the age of 67. More than just a running back, he, at the end of his playing career, became an actor and social activist at Syracuse, an All-American football and lacrosse player, while also competing in basketball and track and field. Brown, during his 9 years with the Cleveland Browns, led him to a world title in 1964, was the league MVP 3 times, and led the league in rushing 8 of those 9 seasons. The family released a statement earlier today saying that Brown passed away peacefully at his home in L.A. on Thursday night with his wife Monique by his side. Jim Brown, again, dead at the age of 87. USC Athletic Director Mike Bonas resigned after 3+ years on the job. Tonight, Game 2, Heat and Celtics, 8:30 Eastern Time. Philadelphia Inquirer is quoting sources as saying James Harden will likely return to the Houston Rockets this offseason, while Brittany Griner will play her first WNBA regular season game tonight against the Sparks since she was held captive in a Russian prison. Guys, back to you.
Man. You know, it's wild that they got her out. She could still be sitting there rotting away. I'm so happy they got her out. All right, you want to take a couple quickies about the kids' party, and then we'll move on.
Thank you, Dan Beyer. 877-99 on Fox. 877-99 on Fox, Covino and Rich.
Garrett in South Dakota. So we agree, Garrett, that the Lakers game could be on. What about alcohol at a kid's birthday party?
Guys, 3 kids, all out of the house. 3 options. The deck,
okay.
The garage and the basement, but don't make it cheesy. There's no kegs, there's no stuff like that. No box of wine. Make it nice. Put out some nice glasses. Oh. Have a nice cooler full of some assortment of beers.
Okay.
No hard alcohol.
That's a good one. No hard alcohol. Seltzers, beer, wine.
And separate the coolers. You don't want to have your Capri Suns in the same cooler as the Trulies.
Oh yeah, don't do that.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You don't want to have your sips. James,
wait a minute. What is little Tommy drinking?
Tommy
that's
likes.
A high, that's
Tommy
a high
likes
noon.
Truly.
That's a high noon, kid.
Yeah, Gregor's likes high noon.
No. You gotta separate it for
Chris
sure.
Chris in Philly, what's up, man? Chris, kid's birthday party, Lakers game. We said that's allowed to be on. But what about the alcohol? Can you serve alcohol at a kid's party?
Well, first of all, if you don't have the Lakers game on, then all the other dads are going to make fun of you for the rest of your kid's whole...
For sure. Yeah. Like, you believe we went to this guy's house
this
and he didn't have the game on?
This guy hosts the show on Fox Sports Radio?
Yeah.
First of all, that's it. So, but the last caller is right. So outside, if the kids are going to be outside, whatever it is, you have the kids' drinks, the high C's or the whatever, the coolers. But then the wife is probably going to invite most of the people in, or you say hi, and then she's going to go, well, hey, you know, and not being sexist, hey, guys, for the kids, there's this, that, and the other, and then you say, hey, secondary, in the kitchen, there's a cooler, and there's beers, and again, no hard alcohol, unless somebody specifically comes to you and says, yo, do you have vodka?
Yeah. I think that's the solution. Thank you, Chris and Philly. I agree. We shouldn't be having whiskey out and about. It's a kids' party. So hey, if you want a high noon or a Truly
beer.
Or a beer
right.
or a glass of wine, I think we've
that
come to our
good.
Solution.
That
thank
sounds
you guys.
Good.
Hey, Fox Sports Radio Nation.
Changing
thank
lives.
You.
Changing
thank
lives.
You. We
changing
help you. Lives. You help us. I appreciate that. All right. We have more Covino and Rich coming up. Now, I do want to talk about the commonality between a rock star and a superstar athlete, and it has to do with their fan base
and an observation I made last night. So we'll get to that.
Wait.
A deep thought from Dickie D. All coming up right here. Now, let's talk about ButcherBox. I should have some ButcherBox on hand for the kids' party tomorrow. Who wants a burger?
No,
who wants cheese?
Honestly, don't waste the ButcherBox on those little nose pickers. Save it for when you got...
Oh, you guys over? Okay.
Us over, right? The adults, because high quality steaks and meats and salmon and seafood. ButcherBox is such a great gift, such a great gesture, and it's just so great for you to sign up. Like, I'm back on keto again, right? So I'm looking for some fresh meats all the time in my freezer, and they're giving away special deals right now at ButcherBox.com.
Well,
code CR Show.
Convenient. The price point's perfect. The taste. Everything about ButcherBox I could vouch for. They're giving you guys a special deal. Get this. If you use code CR Show, you're going to receive ground beef for a year for free and $20 off your first order. So you're going to get 2 pounds of ground beef in every box every month, plus $20 off your first order.
Those are for the adult hamburgers this weekend.
Yeah.
Kids get the dino nuggies.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. ButcherBox.com/CR Show. Again, ButcherBox.com with code CR Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What a coincidence, or probably not a coincidence, that DJ Ramos is on top of it. He's playing some QOTSA essay, Queens of the Stone Age, who played last night. Welcome to Rockville, that big rock festival this weekend in Daytona Beach, Florida. Covino and Rich.
Good song. Good group.
It's a great song. That's my homie, Josh Homie. Dave Grohl, Queens of the Stone Age. Live from the TireRack.com studios, and testosterone levels are at an all-time low. But guess who's chalked up? Rich Davis.
I'm always chalked up,
dude,
man.
You were like, Rich, you Davis. Must be so chalked up just to be back in studio right now because you're in rare form.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know how no one likes to see pictures of your kids and no one wants to hear about your fantasy football team?
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to hear about your travels, but... Mm-hmm. You know when you travel international,
you
Ramos?
Said it. Oh, continue. I'm sorry.
And they like, get to the airport hours before your flight. And you're like, really? Do I need to? And then you're not sure if you should or not. But I was like, I can't miss my flight and miss Fox Sports today. So I was at the airport in Vancouver at like 4 a.m. this morning.
Oof.
And I'm just exhausted, but I guess you hit that second win. I'm all chalked up.
Yeah, I mean, clearly chalked up. It's the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk boosts testosterone 20% in 90 days. And Chalk is given 35% off with code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. That's at Chalk, CHOQ.com, code CRSHOW.
Now,
but it's good to have you back, buddy.
I had a thought last night because I was in Vancouver for a Mercedes event with SiriusXM, and I know that the band that I saw perform does a lot of cool stuff with iHeart as well. The Goo Goo Dolls and Johnny Resnick. I mean, I don't know where to even place the Goo Goo Dolls, right? Because
they are an interesting band to categorize because they had some mammoth and massive hits.
Yeah, they're not like Super Bowl halftime level,
no.
But they're not like couple hits. They're like in between. Like, I don't know. Last night when I was talking to other people there, I'm like, where do you put
the Goo Goo Dolls.
I
think bigger than Third Eye Blind, but they're not Maroon 5 or they're not like Green Day or anything.
Slightly bigger than Third Eye Blind, maybe.
Are they like the Foo Fighters?
They've had
14 studio albums. That's insane.
They've had a great career.
And their song Iris apparently many considered like the best pop song of the last 20 years.
See, that's the thing. Like, they infiltrated the mainstream market with big mammoth hits like that.
I won't tell them your name.
15 million albums.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's
man.
Big. But again, not like it's not Maroon 5, it's not Foo Fighters, but they're not. I think they're bigger than like a Third Eye Blind or like a or like you said, like a Queens of the Stone Age. Where were you playing spot? Give me a parallel band.
Third Eye Blind is pretty parallel.
I'd say they're in that. Matchbox 20.
I was
going
to say I'm going to see Matchbox 20 on Monday at the Hollywood Bowl. They're around that same.
I would say Matchbox.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
bigger, but they're around the same.
Because they came up around the same time. They have the same vibe, like that pop rock.
If you
vibe.
Like that pop rock from like the 90s, Goo Goo Dolls,
honestly,
Third
bro,
Eye Blind,
can I say
Goo Goo Dolls,
really, really immature.
Gin Blossoms.
I could never get past their name. Pun intended.
Goo.
I could never get past their name.
What's their original name? Do you remember?
No.
What's the Goo? I feel like the Goo Goo Dolls.
Had a, I just can't get into
well, Mookie,
a band.
Well, Mookie Blaylock was the original name for who?
Pearl Jam.
Yeah. I feel like the Goo Goos had another name too. But anyway,
it's like no matter how great Hoobastank is, I can never really get into them because of the name.
The Sex Maggots?
Yeah, that was not a cool name. Goo Goos might even be better than that. Here's my point, though. I'm watching Johnny Resnick with his Karen haircut, but he's awesome. The guy's in
shape.
He's
got a rock star haircut.
He's cool. You know, Name, Black Balloon, Iris, Sly. They got hit after hit after hit. It was a cool throwback concert. It was fun to introduce him. I enjoyed my time in Vancouver. But I'm looking into the crowd, and I know they're playing this big corporate event, probably getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars for an hour set, right? And all I was thinking was, they probably played Jingle Balls and Wango Tangos and all these events 25 years ago for teenagers and 20-year-olds, and they were way younger. And, you know, young women are screaming and everyone's going nuts. And now they're playing, and there's no shame in this game, but they watch their fan base go from teens and 20s to like 40, 50-year-old corporate folks. It's like how boy bands tour together, like Backstreet and New Kids, sell out places, and it's all 40, 50-year-old women that are like, like they're old with money now.
Did you introduce them? Did you say make some noise?
Make some noise, everybody. Shut up.
Make some noise.
Shut up, Kavino. And
for the goo.
My thought is,
goo dolls.
You got to think.
When you say goo goo, you say dolls.
Goo goo.
Dolls.
So I have a way
Let's
to prepare
it again.
I have a thought about athletes and how athletes must feel the same as a rock band. And when you idiots give me a chance, I'll tell you next.
All right.
Right here on Fox Sports Radio, having fun on
goo-goo.
A Friday.
Goo goos.
More CNR next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.